This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Give a hooray for the day. It's the 10th of April. We're one-third of the way through the fourth month of the year 2019. Wednesday is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn. Say that again. Huh? Why am I choking on your name, Jennifer? What's the big idea? Jennifer Horn.
My fault.
Say that with authority. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen. And we are here to do your bidding. Jennifer will start the hour out by bidding you a fond hello and bring you up to date on something while I read Ode to a Broadcaster, which I just found. I'll read that to you after you delight us with the big story of the hour. Jennifer?
Well, I would like to start with my trending story with some participation from the Peanut Gallery here. Right. The new list from U.S. News and World Report was just released for the 2019 Best Places to Live in America. Any guesses as to what American city was top on the list? Dougie, you start.
Say that. Give me that again. Top?
The 2019 U.S. News and World Report, the Best Places to Live list in the United States.
I know that Boston came in 25th. That was
okay.
I did
so
not
that's
see
not
the
answering. So who's number one? Who do you think?
Number
where do you think
one,
the most attractive city is for in the United States?
Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
No. Victoria.
I always go by where I want to live, and I really want to live in Los Angeles, so I'm going to go with Los Angeles, even though it's
not even on the list.
No. Probably not number one.
Kara, how about you?
I'm going to go somewhere on the coast of Florida.
No. All right. Well, I'm going to tell you, the answer is Austin, Texas. Which
I was going to say that, but I know.
Mecca. Yeah. Wow. Of a creative music art scene. So the 20 best cities list, is topped by Austin. That's number one. Denver, Colorado, number two on the list, followed by Colorado Springs, Colorado. How about that? Fayetteville, Arkansas, maybe a surprise at number four. Des Moines, Iowa is number five. Six is Minneapolis, St. Paul. This one totally confuses me because I've been to San Francisco lately, but San Francisco is number seven on the list. There is a huge homeless and drug problem, and the affordability issue is crazy. Number eight on the list is Portland, Oregon. Number nine is Seattle, Washington. And number 10 is Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina. So congratulations to everybody that made the top spots on the list. In terms of the worst places to live, San Juan, Puerto Rico, which is still recovering from 2017's Hurricane Maria, is ranked last again. And several California cities, including Bakersfield, Stockton, Modesto, they filled out the bottom of the list. Not surprisingly, New York was ranked as having the worst commute, with Washington, D.C. a close second. So how about that?
So what's the difference between having the worst commute and having the toughest traffic? Because Boston's number one when it comes to traffic delays. Wouldn't you think those two would go hand in hand? Yes, no?
You would think. I don't know how they break it down.
I would say Boston and D.C. and Atlanta would have worse commutes.
Awful.
Because if you live in New York, you're just on the subway. And that's not something that New Yorkers like even are fazed by. So the only people who commute into New York are people who live in Connecticut, Long Island, and Jersey. So that kind of seems like a weird thing to factor in.
How Los Angeles escapes off of that list, because I know just for myself, I'm not on the most congested freeway, and it still takes me about an hour to get home every single night for like a 16-mile drive. So
that's bad. Well,
all right. So you said something that intrigues me. I didn't know that you wanted to live. You were a closet Angelian. You wanted to live in Los Angeles.
Oh, I love it. Love it. But
how do you know you love it though? How much time have you spent there?
Throughout the years, I've been there probably a dozen times in different parts, I just love it. Because I'm a beach person, so I just love that mix of beach and city life together. It's kind of ideal for me, but it's too far from my family, so I wouldn't
You live on the beach now in New Jersey. in a home that you cohabit with what's his face?
My husband, Lewis.
That random guy. No. Oh, yeah, who cares about Lewis?
Oh, the situation.
Oh, okay. Right, forget about Lewis. Yeah, the situation, right. Yes.
Oh, by the way, just as an aside, Snooki says that the situation is having the time of his life. It's like he was in a senior home, she said in an interview. That was he's playing bingo.
Yes.
He's helping people recover in jail.
Apparently, he's
got
according to his according to his wife, he's getting into the best shape of his life because he's just eating prison food and working out all the time. So, but that's when we talk. This is the same place where the Billy McFarland, the guy who started the Fyre Festival and embezzled all that money from people, he's also there. And I think this is also the same place that Michael Cohen is going to be sent to. This is in Otisville, New York, and it's described as like an adult day camp, basically.
Club
fair.
Is what we call it.
Club fair.
Yeah.
What
no walls. They don't live in cells. That, to me, like, I couldn't believe when I read that. They
like
live in trailers. Yeah. They live in trailers, which is,
what is
there
this
are no
dude
bars.
With his hair? What is
Who?
This hair?
I'm looking at him. Are you looking at Pauly D?
I'm looking at Sorrentino. His hair. Right.
Oh, no. Right. His hair is normal, but Pauly D has the weird blowout that's, like, straight up, stands straight up. Yeah, he's from Rhode Island.
Lovely. Oh, of course. Yep. The Italians from Rhode Island, much different than the Italians from New Jersey. Yeah, yeah.
Well, there's some
differences. All right, I want to go back to Los Angeles and where you'd like to live just for a second. What phases me about living where you live now on the beach, if you were to have that same, I don't know what you're paying for rent, it's none of my business, but I will tell you, whatever you're paying, you would triple it to live in.
Yeah.
You triple it to live in the same kind of a place in Los Angeles County on the beach, whether it's down in, you could go south toward San Pedro, you go up further and Redondo, Manhattan Beach.
I have a lot of friends who live in Santa Monica, and I know their rent.
Oh my God,
very high. Yeah.
I love Santa Monica.
Santa Monica has rent control, by the way.
Well, a friend of mine has a rent. Yeah, she has a good friend of mine has a rent control place. She's only two or three blocks up from the beach, off of Montana, and so she's never going to leave there because she said it's just too good of a deal.
Yeah, it is. But it's probably in one of those. They have up to about 6th or 7th coming up from the beach in, along Montana on either side. These 3-4-story apartment houses that go back to the
19... looks very mid-century.
50s.
Very
50s. Oh, yeah. Very Art Deco-ish there.
Right.
But and then you get to the right on the beach, and those places have all been redone, and there's new buildings there. But they cost, you can't get into a one-bedroom in any of those buildings. If you were going to buy them, you'd pay $1.5 million, $2 million for them for a one-bedroom.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. Yep. But I agree. I would never want to live in Southern California all the time. I do like being there a lot, not only because my children are there, but because there's an energy about, there's something about, and Jennifer, you and I have talked about this a lot. There's an energy in Southern California that is not, I've been fortunate enough to be in I've visited every state in this country, been in 40 some odd different countries around the world, and I have never, I'll tell you, never felt the same energy anywhere as I feel in Southern California. And not to say that where I am, where I live, and where I grew up isn't where I want to be, because it is, I love the farm stuff. There's just something that's not tangible about that area. And so, anyway.
Well, the scenic, it's so beautiful and scenic.
Yeah.
And, my brother just got married in October in Laguna Beach. And it's like living in paradise every day.
And it's even different down there.
You're on vacation.
You can afford it, though.
Well, right.
And I'm not trying to complain. I know I'm blessed to live here. But I don't know. I guess I don't feel that same, like, in love with it because I know how expensive it is. I know how we get taken advantage of every single day. I see the homeless problem. I have people that have defecated in front of my front yard. And that's, I know Doug likes to make fun of my neighborhood, but it's really considered to be a middle-class community. This is not like, I don't live in know, low-end community.
No, it's not a horrible,
So it's like, what, I guess, and that's just a bummer for me, because I wish that I could share that excitement when I hear you guys talk about it, but what I hear from you guys is what I would probably feel going to New York or Boston when I go, gosh, I really love it, because I love walking the Freedom Trail, and I love seeing history, and I love New York for the energy in the city, and you know, you guys probably don't feel it the same way, because you've lived there for
a while. I can tell you about all the poop stories in New York, too, so it's true. It's always the grass is always greener kind of thing.
I would never want to own a place again in California. It's too expensive, and the political realities are, as you've suggested, Jennifer, I find them anathema. The ridiculous way they think, the elitist way people who run cities like Santa Monica think, how even the governor or the mayor of Los Angeles is an idiot. And worse than that, he's got an A and an H attached to him as far as I'm concerned. And all those guys, they're all the same. And how it is, what is that gets people to vote for these? All right, so we're spoiling the tone. The tone was great. The best place to live is Austin, Texas. Hooray, hooray. And
have any of us been to Austin? Because I have never been.
I haven't.
I've been once. It reminds me of Nashville.
Probably a long time ago, right?
Because
there's, within the last, like, if you've been within the last, like, 3 or 4 years, I have friends who've relocated there, and it's a completely different place. So much so that actually the commuting and the traffic is so congested now, they just weren't prepared for Apple to move to Austin and have all the employees and the
I knew I'd heard a bad story about it recently, and I think that was it, that the traffic's getting so bad. I wanted to go a few years ago to Austin City Limits because they have that every year, and it's a big concert. But, you know, I have friends who have gone recently, and every single one of them loves it. The one thing that they've said, though, is that it's like Bachelorette Party City. It's kind of the same as Nashville now. You can go and you can see, like, in a week you can see, you know, 20 different Bachelorette parties go by because it's the new trendy city to be in.
Yeah. Well, that's why I said, for me, it's very much interesting you get that observation as well from your friends. Nashville, and I felt the same driving through Nashville, driving around Nashville. The Vanderbilt, you've been there more recently than I have, Victoria.
It's
a lot of contrast, but in the city itself, there's almost a plasticity to it. But then you go over to Vanderbilt and you see it's like almost a northern educational.
Nashville, I thought was the first time I'd been there, and I thought it was it's a cute town. Now that's the snobbery that New Yorkers have. There are no other cities. Every other place is a town after you live in New York City. So I would definitely not call Nashville a city.
Well, everything I've heard about it too. I mean, isn't it just kind of a main street? There's one street that has all the bars and stuff.
Bars. Yeah, it's like a bourbon street, and then
right. Let's see if we can help people who are interested in getting rid of an old car that you've got around, or maybe an old boat, or an old cycle, or whatever has wheels that doesn't work for you. We can make it work by you donating it. Forget trying to fix it. Let's just get rid of it. Donate it. Donate your car, your truck, your motorcycle, your boat, your trailer, whatever you have that's around that just is getting rusty and not doing any good for you. Let's get a tax deduction, give it away, and help American family farmers. Your donation will support one of the last great American institutions, the family farm and the family farmer. On average, one of the family farms feeds about 160 to 170 people every year. 99% of farms are family operated. If we can do something to help, given the fact that only 15 cents out of every dollar you spend on food actually goes to the people who grow it, think about that, what an outrage that is. So let's see if we can help preserve this American value system, the family farm. Donating your vehicle, very easy. It'll be towed away. It doesn't cost you anything to do any of this stuff. So let's see what you have around. See if you can donate. You can call 888-342-GIVE. To give your donation, it's tax deductible. A lot of good can be done for the farmers. Protect and preserve American family farming. Don't forget the number, 888-342-GIVE. Maybe you got it around now, the car, the old truck, or whatever it is. Call this number now, 888-342-4483. Or you can go online to our DJV Show website, djvshow.com, and look for the Donate Your Car button at djvshow.com. Or call them at 888-342-GIVE, 21 after the hour on the DJV Show.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Did you know Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, is doing a health seminar on April the 8th at the Hilton Garden Inn? That's 8202 South 100 East Avenue, Tulsa, Oklahoma. The meeting will get started promptly at 7 o'clock. Distributors are $10 and everyone else is free. If you have any questions, call Brandy at 615-389-7733.
B-52s and Love Shacks. That's where it's at. Get into the music portion of our program in this hour, 24 after the hour. Toria and Kara and I and you have the B-52s, who are announcing the embarkation of a worldwide tour celebrating their 40th year as rockers. Tour kicks off in West Palm Beach at Sunfest next month. First weekend of May, ending at New York's Central Park Summer Stage, end of September. They're going to have select U.S. Tour dates, Berlin and OMD. Who's OMD? Why do I not? I don't remember OMD.
Orchestral Movements in the Dark is OMD. They're an 80s really? Band, I think, yeah.
Huh, okay. The band teaming up with Fred Armisen for a documentary. That's be kind of interesting. Kate Pearson said in a press release, quote, "Who knew that when we played our first house dance party in Athens, Georgia, in 1976, we'd still be rocking the house in 2019, visiting other countries to perform for our fans around the world. Makes us very happy." Fred Schneider, who's the frontman, also said, "Woohoo! Europe and then all of North America, dust off those go-go boots, shine your dancing shoes, because the B-52s are coming!" B-52s working on their first official book, which is due out next year. I never was a big B-52s fan. Were you?
This is one show I would definitely go to.
I would totally see them dancing the entire time.
Their songs, I mean, Rock Lobster, which is playing now, is, I still don't understand this song. It's ridiculous.
Right.
It's hilarious, and I love it.
Yeah. Rock Lobster.
I've never seen them live, but I have friends who've seen them, and they say it's the most fun concert you could ever go to. People dress up in costumes, and it's just one of those, everyone has a blast.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing. Nothing wrong with having a good time. We all profit from having a good time. All right, let's move along now to a new music documentary about the canyon. Echo in the Canyon, it's called. Explores the music situation in Los Angeles back in the 1960s. Very vibrant. So this documentary is called Echo in the Canyon, referring to L.A., which is basically in a canyon. The Beach Boys came out of this era, the Byrds, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, Mamas and Papas, Buffalo Springfield. There's a new trailer out showing Jacob Dylan interviewing Tom Petty, Brian Wilson, Eric Clapton, and Ringo, among others, as they discuss the Laurel Canyon music scene, which is just up the PCH, connects, it connects Malibu and the Pacific Palisades to the other side of the canyon, Calabasas and Thousand Oaks and those areas. California was like this legendary paradise. They all had homes up there. That's kind of why it became the focal point. The film, which is in theaters next month, I'm certainly going to go see it. Candid Conversations with Jacob Dylan, who's Bob's son, and has a musical sort of situation on his own. Michelle Phillips, Stephen Stills, David Crosby, Graham Nash, Roger McGuinn, Jackson Browne, and the people they influenced, like Tom Petty and Beck and Cat Power, Regina Spektor, Nora Jones. The best tales, the best story, the best test of songwriting is that it transcends its moment in time. There's no doubt the songs we explore in this film are as powerful today as they were in the 60s. Jacob Dylan is a very well-respected television producer now, does movies and stuff, and he had a band. I don't know if he still does. He still have that band?
He still performs, yeah.
He does, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. It opens in L.A. May 24th at the Arclight Cinerama Dome in Hollywood. That'd be cool. And the Landmark as well in New York on the 31st. Something to look forward to. 28 after the hour. Through this maze of ugliness and greed. If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance. So let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
The great thing about facts, they're proven, like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities, and the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil, based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30, available on Amazon.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Attorney General William Barr testifies at a House hearing yesterday that he will release the full Mueller report on the Russia probe in redacted form within about a week. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
I am relying on my own discretion to make as much public as I can.
Appropriations Committee Chair New York Democrat Nita Lowey told Barr she was taken back with his initial release of just 4 pages of highlights from a nearly 400-page report.
And I think the Attorney General just stonewalled us.
Barr says he has no intention of releasing classified information or information related to the grand jury.
Israel's three main TV channels are declaring Benjamin Netanyahu the winner of a fifth term as prime minister, even though he's still running neck and neck with challenger Benny Gantz by some counts. And this is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. Because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Listening to the DJV program, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara's on the wall there in Washington. It's a big wall, lots of bright lights and computers and all that stuff in our main studio. Our originating network is Radio America. That's where Kara is. Victoria's in New Jersey. I'm on the farm, and Victoria's ready to go to prove why it is that we all think she's so smart. Listen carefully to her prove that, right?
Well, I didn't know. Well, yeah, exactly, right. Well, this is a bit of a serious story, though, and this comes from the researchers at Duke Medical Center. They reviewed 90,000 surgeries at their hospital and identified whether what they called, you know, were mistakes that either anesthesiologists made, harm that was caused to patients, or both. And they discovered that the probability of a problem happening at 9 a.m. was only about 1%. By 4 p.m., it was 4.2%. 4%. In other words, the chance of something going totally wrong was four times greater in the mid-afternoon than it is in the morning. Now, this is why, and I'm sure we've
all
heard this.
On an operation, any general operation or any procedure?
They reviewed 90,000 different surgeries, all different types of surgeries. But what this proves is the old saying, at least I've always kind of grown up hearing it from my parents and other people saying, and they have a lot of friends who are doctors, and they all say, book your appointments and book your tests and surgeries for first thing in the morning. And this is why. Because as the day goes on, things just start to fall between the cracks, and people are human, they make mistakes, they get tired, they hit that 4 p.m. slump that all of us, tend to hit, but you don't want to have that happening when it's your surgeon. And so they say that, and this is also kind of bad, when they looked at colonoscopies, they say that every hour that passed throughout the day resulted in a nearly 5% reduction in polyp detection. Now, think about that. Every single hour that passes, you are less likely, or the person performing the procedure is less likely to actually find a cancerous polyp when it actually is there.
It exists.
So
yeah.
They said some of the specific morning versus afternoon differences were very stark. For example, at 11 a.m., doctors found an average of more than 1.1 polyps in every exam. By 2 p.m., they were detecting barely half that number. So every time you have something scheduled, make sure, try to do it like the first thing. If you can be the first appointment in the morning, and if even if you have to wait like
it.
An extra week, go for that. Because this is just proving more and more. And this is just one hospital. So I think this will probably spark some interest in other hospitals taking a look at what's going on between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. as well. But researchers apparently have found the same pattern of traffic accidents in the U.S., Israel, Finland, France, and other countries. So people are just, as the day goes on, we hit that time. They actually have pinpointed the most unproductive moment of every day is 2:55 p.m. That is the time that they have done all the studies and the average. So 2:55 p.m. is the worst time of the day. Don't schedule important meetings or presentations because you're probably not going to do great.
Nap time.
Yep.
Nap time. That's nap time. Speaking of Israel, as you were a moment ago, the Prime Minister, Mr. Netanyahu, has apparently won again, fifth term in office. Very narrow. Yep. A lot of scrambling has been going on the last few months. A lot of extremists on both sides. All kinds of wild conspiracy theories and leadership questions and new restrictions and all kinds of stuff. So, anyway, it's I don't know if this was unexpected. One wonders if this will be the fate of Ms. May in England. By the way, the European Union expected to approve the request from England for a Brexit extension. Certain conditions have to be met, though. The draft statement by the national leaders in the European Union extends the deadline to the 1st of next month. That was less than what Prime Minister May wanted. The deal forces the UK to take part in the upcoming European parliamentary elections if it's still a member of the EU, which happens late next month. Ms. May recently sent a letter to the Council President Donald Tusk asking for an extension. Tusk tried a different approach, suggesting a longer extension, and apparently that is... this whole thing is such a damnable mess. And being in Ireland last week, you saw the anxiety that it has created, not only in Ireland proper, but in Northern Ireland, because Northern Ireland is basically an extension of England, and their money and all the stuff, the way they run business there, very tied to the European Union. The Irish, neither the Irish or the Northern Irish, want out of the European Union. It is, it's a mess. However, it's resolved because they're trying to do what I guess tradition says, well, you voted for it, so we got to do what you told us to do. Mm. And
a lot of people would like to take back
another
on that
election. Yeah, they would, but they won't. They don't feel like they can do it until they exercise, what they were told to do in the first place. I understand the frustration. Ms. May is not an inspiring leader by any stretch of the imagination. Doesn't have a great imagination, but under the circumstances, the other side of it is, she doesn't have much choice, really.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, according to the law, the people voted to get out. So they have to carry that through. And then when they see what a damnable mess it's going to be, they'll scramble and have a vote. Well, we better join or rejoin. And then you wonder at what cost. You know, it's going to cost them horribly to get out of this. This is a real mess, and people just don't understand it.
And people in the north, I don't know if you came across this while you were in Belfast, but a lot of people in the north have been applying for Irish passports from the Republic.
Yeah, to go down.
Because if you're born anywhere on the island, they don't differentiate if it's in the north or if you're born on the island, you can get an Irish passport. And a lot of people who live in the north are doing that, filing for one, because the convenience of being in the EU and being able to travel, it's going to be such a mess.
And it'll be okay. The Irish will stay in.
Yeah.
Northern Irish will be out.
Right.
And then the border goes up again. I mean, it is a mess. Phew. I'd be happy we're not going through that here.
Well, it's typical. Once again, the Brits didn't consider what the Irish were going to, how it would impact the Irish.
Right. A terror for the Irish. I really did have a great time there last week. It was a fabulous experience. People should take, I don't say that. Nobody's paying me to say this, although the government did sponsor our trip over there. I just think it's a great experience. It's a wonderful country to just zone out. You can do that.
It is. There. Yep. It's very,
very
relaxing.
Easily. Yeah. Here's a way for you to, I don't know if relaxing is a part of this, but all those people that are on diets, maybe you should relax a little bit, because we have our ways to help you lose weight. And I find that this product has worked so well for me, people that I know. It isn't just about losing the weight. It's about keeping it off. And Calitrin does that. It's the healthiest product around for weight loss. It's the greatest product that I've come across. We've been talking about them for well over a year here. Good not only for losing weight, but it's good for your energy quotient. It's good for joints. There's all kinds of stuff. But the main ingredient here that helps you jumpstart your weight loss is collagen, which is 30% of your protein in your body. And this is a very, very healthy quality of collagen, the protein that helps push the fat out of your system when you're exercising, creates lean muscle, and thus the weight loss. And then you want to stay on the collagen protein kick. Your body will start producing it again when you supplement. And then you're going to lose weight and keep it off. That's what you want to do. You want to keep it off. Collagen keeps it off. Keep it in your system by using Calitrin, which you can find by going to toploss.com. And the special deal here that's going on right now, you buy 3 bottles, 90-day supply, and you get 2 bottles, which is another 2 months, free, plus a $20 off the entire purchase kind of deal. Free shipping as well. Use the DJV code. A DJV code will allow you to have 5 months of product for the cost of 3. You want to stay on this 5-6 months. Go to toploss.com, get the special deal, lose the weight, keep it off. Check the box DJV for the best deal ever on Calitrin. Lose the weight, guaranteed. Keep it off, guaranteed, at toploss.com.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Your promotion to CIO, Chief Ink Officer.
Because this week at Staples, when you buy one HP ink cartridge, you'll get a second 30% off.
With savings that big, you'll be the director of deals, the president of printing, the commander ink chief.
Buy one HP ink and get a second 30% off right now at Staples,
where there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 4/13/19. Restrictions may apply. See store associate or staples.com/ink savings for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi, we have 44 half the hour now in the DJV program. Let's welcome Audrey McClelland to the DJV program, who is pretty good at finding deals. She was named the Power Pack Moms on Nielsen's online Power Mom list. Very influential blogger. And so she's here to talk about what is right around the corner, Easter. What we shop for, whether it's clothing, whether it's the Easter candy, the baskets, whether it's food. All right, let's start with food, Audrey. As
right.
Easter is handy by, let's take a one-hop shop. Get that? You hear what I'm doing? There. One-hop shop. Got it? Okay.
I love it.
Thank you. All
I
right,
love
so
it.
Let's,
I love it.
Let's go. From momgeneration.com, here's, I can do the Johnny Carson. Here's Audrey. Take us.
I love it.
Take us to the food department first, Audrey.
Sure. Thanks, Doug. I love the Johnny Carson. I've never had that before. Now I feel very special. I feel cool. I feel like a celebrity.
You are?
Yeah, no, I see, well, I'm trying, right? So, yeah, I love the one-hop shop. You know, it's Easter. Easter is right around the corner. I can't believe how quickly it's approaching. But, you know, listen, as moms and dads, as men and women, I think we're all looking for that unbeatable value and convenience out there. We live very busy lives now. And I love that BJ's Wholesale Club. And this is what I love about it. You talked about how I love deals. Is that that's just it. You know, when you can go somewhere and get great prices and get everything that you need, from the food to the Easter baskets to the fashion, and just like you said, in one stop, that within itself is priceless. So, yeah, so I'm excited to chat with you about all things that you need for Easter right at BJ's.
All right. So, food and, well, the baskets, and kind of the Easter baskets and the food go together, don't they?
They really do. And, you know, and I think that everybody can agree that, you know, the Easter meal and the Easter baskets are, you know, it's the iconic part of Easter. You know, and when it comes to food, you want fresh ingredients. You want to have a delicious meal that everyone's going to enjoy. You know, you want to have that staple ham and the vegetables and the carrot cake and the cheesecake. So, you know, BJ's has their Wellesley Farms brand, which is unbelievable when you're talking about, you know, it's really fresh produce and, you know, you can get, you know, all your desserts right there. I appreciate that immensely. And then, you know, one thing, too, that I do, I have 5 kids. All of them are very picky eaters. So for the Easter holiday, I like to do a buffet. I think it makes it easy for everybody. You can pick and choose what you want. You can have a big meal, a small meal. I think it's just a safe way to go. Or another thing I do is I create little sandwiches. I'll either just do it myself or I'll, you know, at BJ's I can just get like a deli platter, have it done. So I think, too, just having those kind of little tips and tricks are always a good way to go for Easter. But you're right. You know, the food and also the Easter baskets, they really do go. They go hand in hand. I know my kids are, even at 14, my son is still asking me, am I still getting an Easter basket this year, Mom?
Oh. Have that candy. Got to have those eggs.
I will just say that.
And aside, Wellesley Farms, BJ's headquarters are here in Massachusetts, and Wellesley is an upscale community, and so it was pretty interesting how they came up with the name Wellesley Farms. It just makes note of upscale, higher value, and the cost being the usual thing. BJ's is pretty good when it comes to being aware of people and their budgets, so that's why I think it's a popular destination. Let's talk for a minute about fashions for Easter and what we can find now.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think for Easter, you know, even though, you know, times are changing with social media, pastels and really classic clothing is always in style, always in fashion for Easter. And I personally love that.
Well, I think that it's easy, it's handy. You get stuff for yourself. You get stuff for the children. It's all part of one-hop shopping.
You know, that's what it is. That really is what it is. I mean, I do. I have 5 kids. I have 4 sons. I have a little daughter who's 5. I'm a full-time working mom. You know, I have obviously activities for, you know, as you can imagine with 5 kids, my schedule is crazy. But yeah, I love the fact that you can get everything in one hop shop. It's amazing.
All right. Anything online that people can refer to or just go to the store?
Yeah, you know, you can go to the store, go into any one of the clubs, and also, too, right now, Doug, they have a promotion going on. It's one free same-day grocery delivery on any order over $35. All you got to do is go to delivery.bjs.com, enter the promo code SPRING19BJs, and think about it. You can get your whole Easter meal delivered right to your front door.
SPRING19BJs, that's it. Thank you, Audrey. Audrey McClellan here on the DJV Show, 10 before the hour.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Chucker, I'll let you into an inside conversation that the ladies and I were having earlier in the day when talking about Frankie Valli, who is 84 years old, and Victoria has sort of in a snarky way suggested he might not be able to hit the high notes anymore.
Well, I don't think that's unreasonable to say at 84.
I can still hit the high notes, and I'm nowhere near that.
Oh,
all right, so we're playing this because there is a prequel scheduled or being planned for Grease. So I could see Travolta back with Living Newton, John, yeah? What do you think?
In a prequel? I don't think so. I don't listen. It's going to be called Summer Lovin'. They plan on doing a prequel to, you know, Grease is the number one grossing movie in 1978. It made an absolute fortune. I knew people in my neighborhood went back, a lot of young kids in my neighborhood went back to see that movie like 20, 30 times in a movie theater. I mean, that's how popular Grease was back in 1978. You know, believe it or not, Olivia John in that movie, in real life, when she starred in that movie with him, she was 30. He was 24. I don't like this idea because I think the only reason they're going to do it is because some of the bean counters at Paramount sat in an office and said, well, you know, Bohemian Rhapsody's a massive hit. there's probably good buzz on the Elton John biopic. Greatest Showman made a lot of money. And they probably said, what do we have in our vault? What do we control to do musical-wise? And somebody came up with the idea of, you know, let's do a prequel to Grease. Personally, I know this might be sacrilegious, but I would just remake the film. Because I just think it's a much better story. Yeah, I think, you know, for this generation, I would probably remake it. I just don't see the viability in story ideas for a prequel. Whether they get, him and her back to narrate it or do some sort of a bookend from beginning, at the beginning and the end, obviously they're gonna have to recast a prequel. I don't feel good about the idea, but I get why they wanna do it.
Yeah, well, because it's cash. And let's face it, with 500 television programs in production now for various networks and movies, the idea bank has got to be draining, Chucker. You see, you know, there was something about Cinderella being remade with, who is it, the girl, who's the singer that wants to play Cinderella?
Camila Cabello.
Oh, all right. Do we need another Cinderella, Chucker?
No, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
I don't think Chuck's really the audience for that, but okay.
Maybe not. Yeah.
But Disney is remaking all their animated
movies. Now, what if it was Cinderella mixed with zombies? Then you would say yes.
I might be in favor of that one.
Yeah. All right,
I still don't understand the split reaction to Dumbo. I really like it.
I want to talk about that. I saw Dumbo last night, and at first I didn't get into it until the relationship developed between what's his face and the woman who I thought I'd seen before. I didn't recognize
Colin Farrell and Eva Green.
Yeah, who is she? What's her background?
She's a good actress. She's a good actress.
Was she in Casino Royale with Daniel Craig?
That's where
she
I
was.
Saw her.
She okay. was.
That's where I saw her. All right, so I was trying to figure out where I'd seen her before. She was good. The young children were good. But I'll tell you something. The special effects, Tim Burton is not usually number one on my hit parade. I don't think I've ever seen a Tim Burton movie before. The CGI in this stuff is amazing. I loved the elephant. And it just,
I agree. And also, Danny Elfman's score is a beautiful musical score.
Yes.
That's what I like
nicely
most
done.
About that film.
You love to hate Michael Keaton. He was perfect, you know, for that role anyway. He's good. He's a great actor.
And Danny DeVito, the guy's a treasure, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, he came back. I mean, you haven't seen him in anything great for a long time. I thought the best movie he ever did was playing opposite Matt Damon in that John Gresham film.
The Rainmaker. He is really good in that. Rainmaker.
He was. So anyway. All right, what other movie news do you have for us?
This is interesting. One other thing. The Russo brothers, who directed Avengers Infinity War and the new Avengers movie Endgame, very talented guys, have access to the MGM library and will remake a new version of the Pink Panther, new version of Poltergeist. But the most interesting one, they're going to remake one of my all-time favorite movies, 63 comedy. It's a mad world. I think that has tremendous potential if they get the right cast. I love that film.
So who's the right cast? Who do you see leading it, playing those four or five important roles?
It's interesting. I think you can go a lot of different ways, but there's more than enough talent to bring a whole slew of modern-day comics into doing that. I mean, the cast in the original was amazing, but I think they could do it justice, especially with these guys. They're very talented.
Yeah. Chuck Curry is here every day at this time on the DJV Show, and speaking of time...
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.